Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome in the Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champion, former Niner wide receiver, and 95.7 The Game football insider, Jerry Rice with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, welcome to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you. Let's start with this. We haven't talked to you in a few weeks. Congratulations on the wedding. How did everything go?
Everything was fantastic, and we had a good time in Napa, Calistoga Ranch. Had a lot of friends, about 80 people to come out. And this is weird, man. I guess it was meant to be because, all right, my fiance, which is my wife now, she just turned 49 on October 17th. She married a 49er. And her birthday and stuff like that all adds up to, like, the number 80. And it was just meant to be. We had a great time. We had great friends. And life goes on.
It's an awful lot of numerology going on right there. It could be good for the stars. Here's the only number women care about. How many carats, Jerry?
What are you talking about, man?
How many carats?
I'll tell you that.
Look at that right there. Keep it to us.
Hey, just say it cost me a lot, okay?
There you go. We'll leave it at that, yeah. Jerry Rice.
But she's happy. She's happy, and everybody's happy right now. Hey, I'm so excited, man, because the Niners, you know, they're undefeated. It's just been crazy, man.
Hey, Jerry, we were talking about the addition of Emmanuel Sanders, and for so long we were like, what would Jimmy do with a number one receiver or his version of a number one? You're the best to ever do it. I just want to ask you, as a receiver, you know, a lot of people like myself that don't know wide receiver, what it's like to play, what do you look at first before you evaluate and how you know if a receiver is polished?
My thing is the route running. If he's able to come out of his cuts, you know, going full bore and not, you know, chop his steps or anything like that, drop his weight, come out of his cut in about two steps. Now you just have to get on the same page with Jimmy G. And you're starting to see that with Sanders and Jimmy G. Because, you know, he knows when to sit down. He knows zone, and he's going to sit in a certain spot. Jimmy G is going to get him the ball. But, you know, I think also with Sanders, too, he can make those difficult catches. So you're starting to see that chemistry right now. But still, Kittle, he is a beast on the football field. I think everybody feeds off him and what he does on the football field. And when he caught that ball, and he was running with that football, and he just knocked this guy out of the way like he was a little gnat or something like that. Then he got into the end zone. So there's great energy with Kittle, and I think everybody feeds off him.
You know, we're setting up for something pretty special on Monday Night Football when the Seahawks come to town for the biggest game, really, that the Niners have ever played at Levi's Stadium. As I sit around watching in awe of the season that Russell Wilson is having with his touchdown-interception ratio, 22-1. Pretty good, Jerry. I mean, this guy, to me, is Jerry Rice, reborn, right-handed. Or, excuse me, he's Steve Young. He's Steve Young. I mean, he is so mobile. He's got a little flair for the dramatic. He can take off. He buys time. I mean, he is really special.
Yeah, I think he's Steve Young. He's also Joe Montana because he's very smart on the football field, and he's not going to hold on to the ball. He's going to get the ball in the hands of his playmakers. But then also the thing about him, he can run with the football. So it's going to be up to that defense of Bosa and all those guys in that secondary to cause some havoc for Russell Wilson. And I think they can do that. If you got pressure on the quarterback, hopefully he can, you know, he makes some errant throws or something like that. But that defensive line is going to have to get pressure on him.
Jerry Rice is brought to you by Xfinity. He's joining Joe Fortenbaugh, Darryl the Guru Johnson, and Damon Bruce here on 95.7 the game. This is a young team. A lot of guys on this team with very little experience when it comes to the postseason, right. When it comes to a postseason hunt. Kyle Shanahan, while he's been around the NFL for a long time, has never coached a team as a head coach into the playoffs before. What would your advice be to the team as they approach the second half of the season with a lot of big obstacles to succumb between now and January?
I think just sharpen up on everything. Just keep doing what you're doing. But, you know, don't start drinking the Kool-Aid or anything like that. Respect your opponent. Go out there and prepare a certain way and get ready, you know, for that upcoming game. And hey, Monday Night Football coming up, Seattle Seahawks. If you don't show up on Monday night, because there's only two teams playing on Monday night, I'm a little fired up right now. And it's not even that Monday night game yet. So, you know, if you can't get fired up from that, you need to, do something else. You shouldn't be playing for the San Francisco 49ers or professional football.
So, Jerry, it's a season of football no one really expected around here. You got the Niners at 8-0 after being a 4-win team last year. It's a huge step forward. Not as dramatic in the win-loss column. But I think the Raiders are a much better football team today than they were at any point in time last year. Yesterday, case in point, that's a game they lose 9 out of 10 times in the last 9 out of 10 seasons. They win yesterday. What did you played for John Gruden?
Right.
What was he like? What did he bring out of you? What could a coach bring out of you at that point in time in your career where you kind of knew it all?
You know, you think things are a little crazy, you know, and chaotic and stuff like that. But, you know, John Gruden, you look at him on the sideline, you see that chucky, you see that frown on his face and stuff like that. This guy is a competitor. He wants to win. And I think he's starting to, instill that into his players. You know, when everything is on the line, we still find a way to win no matter what. And, I had a great time playing for him. And, you know, I think the Raiders, they're 500 right now, right?
They're sitting right there,
yeah.
Yeah, they're sitting right there at 500. So, you know, they're just going to have to just keep doing the little things. And everything revolves around practice, guys. The way you prepare. If you prepare the right way, if you turn over every little stone, you're going to be able to go out there and play good football. And I think the Raiders, they showed that by winning that game.
I don't know if you saw it yesterday, so I'll give you some of the details, but it was a crucial situation for the Cleveland Browns in Denver. The Broncos were starting a quarterback with no NFL experience whatsoever. This is an opportunity for the Browns, who were favorites in the eyes of Vegas, to go in there and turn the season around. They lose the game, but during it, there are so many different things taking place. The NFL actually notified wide receivers Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. that they had to change their shoes for the second half because they didn't comply with the NFL rules or they wouldn't be able to play. Like, that clearly, to me, appears to be a team where the leadership isn't necessarily where it needs to be. Am I reading that wrong?
Yeah, I think the team is in disarray, man. Be honest with you. There are certain laws, there are certain rules that we have to abide by, you know, with the uniform. And, I think players, they shouldn't be bringing attention to that. You know, you want to focus on just football and winning football games. Then also, like, during that crucial moment when Baker Mayfield then threw that ball up to Odell Beckham when he was one-on-one. I mean, you pay this guy all this money to come in and be a part of the Cleveland Browns, and you're going to tell me a one-on-one situation, Odell Beckham, and he doesn't get a chance to win that football game. Then I heard some other stuff that was going on with Baker Mayfield. He had a full beard. Then at halftime, he shaved that down to a mustache and stuff like that. So you don't need all of that stuff happening. Your main job is just to go out there and win games.
Three-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, former Niner wide receiver, and 95.7 The Game football insider Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, before we let you go, we did want to express our sympathy, our condolences. We know you lost your brother recently. We were very sad to hear that. So our thoughts and prayers are with you. We hope you and your family are doing okay in this tough time. It can never be easy, but just know that we are thinking of you here at 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. And my brother, you know, he supported me over the years, and it was a tough, it's still tough, And but, you know, somehow we learned as a family that, you know, this is going to happen. We come closer together and stuff like that. So it was like a big celebration for him. And my thing is I wanted to send him off the right way. So I tried to really, you know, control my emotions and do all that. And I just talk about my brother in general and how much I loved him and what he did for me. And I think he's upstairs looking down. And you know, like I said, he supported me 100%.
It's wonderfully awesome. Said, Jerry. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with everything. And hopefully we can talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Okay.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.